Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Welcome. Yeah, that's nice to see all that footage come out from January 6th, but don't matter. I mean, you know, they basically have 100% proof that it was a lab leak with the COVID, but and they were covering it up, and we know it was a lab leak. We knew, we didn't believe it was some bat in Wuhan. You know, it's funny how it's they have a cancel culture, but they're eliminating everything but the white people. You know, I mean, Fauci actually worked to discourage and discredit the lab leak theory when he knew, they knew that's what it was. I mean, January 6th, that guy that had the horns and stuff, that dude with like the fur kind of like vest on, insurrectionist. When there's video from inside the Capitol showing the police walking around with him, opening doors, trying to get him into doors and into places. Ridiculous. But don't worry, folks, it's okay. He's an insurrectionist. You know, all this video proves the exact opposite. It wasn't an insurrection. They were hoping that they could get a bunch of people to just, they had a bunch of people on the inside hoping that they could just force a bunch of people in. And then, you know, hey, that's our, how can it be an insurrection to begin with? Isn't it our house? Doesn't it belong to us? I would like to apologize. Elon Musk has egg on his face after mocking a Twitter employee who had muscular dystrophies. Well, at least he's apologizing. I'm waiting for, when's Biden going to come to Ohio, to New Palestine? When's he going to come there and be there for the people? I wouldn't want him. They're probably grateful he isn't coming. Used car prices jump most in 14 years. Then you got people like good old Whoopi Goldberg. Well, we need to have the DOJ investigate Trump for its role in resurrecting domestic terrorists, because that's what they're doing. Fox News is resurrecting domestic terrorists. They're recruiting them, because I'll get into that. So ridiculous. Christian preacher reported to UK terror police after calling trans woman a man in women's clothing. Good luck on that one, because the Bible doesn't say the fire won't come. When it comes, you'll be able to withstand it. Cindy Lauper compares laws banning transgender surgeries on children to Nazi Germany. This is how Hitler started. Lord help us. I mean, in the photo they have, looks like she's like a transgender thing. Jesus Revolution movie now grosses more than 4 Oscar nominees combined. Yeah. And there was a video I saw after one of the Jesus Resurrection movies. They had a revival in there. I don't know if it was in between the movies, in between the showings, they probably would have not lasted long. Heck, even if it's 20 minutes or 10 minutes and they prayed for each other, people want. If you would take all those movies and stuff from PureFlix and put them in the theater, I guarantee you, there's a ton of movies that probably no one's seen or even heard of. They're on PureFlix or PureFlix originals you could put in the theater that would sell out. Minnesota Democrat sick of white Christians adopting Native American babies. It's genocide. How dare you white people adopting Native American babies? How dare you? Well, if they're adopting them, there's probably a reason why they need to be adopted. And you're acting like, okay, this baby has a mom and dad and they're perfectly healthy and they're fine, but it's not like they're stealing the babies. Court forces U.S. powerlifters to allow biological men to compete as women. women, if any women are out there that compete in the powerlifting, quit. All of you, quit. 100% of you just quit. Then when you have like two guys that aren't good enough to compete as men. Now, if you have a man that can dominate and can win the gold medal in the men's, then I can say, well, hey, he is dominant. He's dominant. Then, okay, but it's not the case. Most of the people that compete as women that are men, they do it because they can't win. Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, YouVersion family. My name is Paula Ferris. I am a journalist and author, and I'm the founder of Carry Media, which exists to advocate for mothers in the workplace through resources, content, and storytelling. Well, today is International Women's Day, and I hope that you can find a way to honor the women in your life, and that's what our hope is for today's verse of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs 31. And yes, we are talking about the Proverbs 31 woman who sets a really high bar. But the verse is this. It's 31:30. It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Now, before we unpack and deconstruct this verse, a little context about the Proverbs 31 woman. We know that she was hardworking at home. She was hardworking in the field. She was hardworking in the marketplace. She was incredibly industrious and resourceful. She was a manager, a farmer, a merchant. She was a seamstress. The list could go on. But you know what was never mentioned about the Proverbs 31 woman? Her appearance. In fact, the most beautiful thing about her was the fact that she feared the Lord. Now, not fear the Lord in a I'm scared of you God way, but fear as in reverence. She knew who she was, what she was doing, and who she was doing it for. And everything flowed out of that reverence. So this is a challenge to all of us, men and women, myself included. Let's not allow ourselves to be intimidated by this superhuman, but let's be inspired by her, someone who knew her true worth and value, who revered and feared the Lord, and whose most attractive trait had nothing to do with her appearance.
Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Proverbs 31:30. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And evening or wherever it is you are. I'm just waiting for when they have like, it's International Trans Women Day. What is a woman? Anyone can be a woman. They can? Well, okay. I mean, what was it that Vagina Museum had said that more than women can get cervical cancer? If you have a cervix, but you call yourself a man, you are a woman, period. I'm tired of this. Well, you can be whatever you want. I can be whatever I want to be, except for if I try to sound black. Then we got problems. You made me feel a certain kind of way, so do you need a safe space? I would love to know what happens when you're offended. I'd love to know. What happens? I've never been offended. It's like these people that like, okay, why hasn't the Quaker Oats guy been eliminated? You know, all these people like, we're offended. We need to get rid of the Native Americans and the black people, but let's keep all the white guys. All these people that say that we have white privilege, why didn't they keep all the black people and get rid of the white people? The Native, it's like when they got rid of Chief Wahoo and the Cleveland Indians, people are outraged. They don't want to support the team anymore. What's offensive about this stuff? What's offensive about this? I don't understand. What is offensive about having a famous black woman on a box of pancakes who made something of herself? Who is probably a slave or a servant at some point, who her pancakes were so revered that they turned it into a mix. Wouldn't you want to celebrate that and lift that up? Look at this. She was nobody, and her pancake mix was so good, and her pancakes were so great that they turned it into a mix. Ever see those people that their blueberry muffins were so great that they send them off, and now they're what they use at McDonald's when you get a big, you get a blueberry muffin. I'm sure it's not the same one that she made, because I'm sure it's got 75 ingredients, where hers just like 5. But still, same thing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I don't understand this world. A famous, a nobody pancakes were so sought after and so well that they made it into a mix. And she became an American icon. Oh my God, I'm offended. There's a black woman on a pancake box. You can't have any say. You're not black, so you can't say. How dare you? Oh, wow. I can't have any say? Oh, well, gee. So if I get a woman pregnant, isn't that baby half mine? So don't I have a say in what happens to that baby? I better. I can have every say I want to about abortions, because it takes more than one person to have a kid. I mean, there's up in arms about a lot of these places now are carrying the Plan B pill. Now, when I looked it up, all I could find it about was Walgreens and CVS. I couldn't find any other places carry it. Like if Walmart could, I couldn't find out anything. You know, but it all goes back to, You're not black. You can't have a say about Aunt Jemima. Oh, so I can't have a say that someone that was a nobody, whose pancake mix was so famous that it became a national iconic pancake brand? That recipe is based off of her actual pancakes. Nope. You can't teach the kids that, because that would go against the narrative that black people can't do anything. I'm Michelle Obama, and I can't accomplish you. I'm Michelle Obama, and I'm here with Oprah Winfrey, and we're here to tell you that you can't accomplish anything. Don't, if you believe that, then how did Barack Obama become president? I'm just want to put that out there. How did Oprah Winfrey make it if there's no such thing as if black people can't make anything of themselves? How can Oprah make it? You have a nobody who came out to be one of a successful lady who her pancakes were so revered that it became a mix. We have white privilege, but why do they eliminate all the black people and all the Native Americans on the boxes? Why is there a Native American removed from Land O'Lakes? Why is the black people eliminated from all? Oh, Uncle Ben's is offensive. How dare you? Oh, but you keep all the white people on the boxes. You can have a team named after a white man and no one would care about it. But if you tried to name a team after a Native American thing, whoo! I still remember that kid that went around with the cultural appropriation. He had like this Native American sombrero and all this stuff, Mexican stuff. Man, I don't know why you're wearing that, man. That's cultural appropriation. Dude, that's offensive, dude. That's wrong. All these white people, all these liberals, like, how dare you wear this and all this stuff? He went to a Mexican part of town where, like, they have, like, the food trucks and everything. All these Mexicans. Oh, man, this is awesome, man. I love it, man. That's cool, man. They had no problem with that. That was great. But, I mean, I think it's a little bit, it's the day late, dollar short, you know. I mean, we knew for we knew for a fact that there was a lab leak. We knew that this COVID, as I move on, was a lab leak. We knew it was a lab leak. We knew all this stuff. It's funny how when COVID came out, why didn't, you know, how anyone's like, well, let me try this. Let me try that. Let me, okay, well, you know, because I had a friend that had like an abscess too. Take some oil of clove and put it on a Q-tip and put it up there, and a bunch of people say get clove oil, and she's grateful for it. That's what friends are for. But the thing I don't understand is, you know, when COVID happened, how dare you? Hydroxychloroquine, it don't work. The FDA said so. I don't care what this. I don't care what these doctors say. The FDA, they said it doesn't work. It's not good. How dare you? You're spreading misinformation. No. How about you have the right to try hydroxy? See, I thought you had the right to try under Trump, didn't you? It's just amazing how when COVID hit, could hydroxychloroquine potentially curve the problem and slow it down and stop it? It was showing lots of promise. Oh, he can't try that because it hasn't been tested enough. We don't know. But just get this vaccine that they made really quickly, so fast. You can never get a vaccine truly for a pandemic. Well, explain the COVID vaccines. Well, technically, because I had someone say that, well, technically it takes like about 6 to 7 years for any medicine or anything to be fully vetted. You can't vet a vaccine in that amount of time to know if it's safe or not. You can't. Anyone that says COVID-19 vaccines were safe was lying to you because they could not have had enough data. And I've seen some of the trials, they shut them down because people were dying and they just threw it under the rug. I know of about 10 people that I can tell you right now, the vaccine killed them. Or they're having major problems. They're not dead yet, but they're having major cardiac problems. You know, it's like all this January 6th footage. It doesn't matter. No matter what you show these people, there are people who are assuming it was an insurrection. How dare those anti-American troopers, all those January 6th people need to be put in. They need to just be taken out and shot and killed. That's what needs to happen. How dare them? But no matter what the evidence shows, they're not going to believe it. And it's sickening. It's sickening. Because no matter what you show them, they're not going to believe it. I mean, I have people that you could tell them the earth is round, and they'll be like, I mean, the earth's not round, it's flat, but, you know, there are people out there that believe the earth is round, you know. And no matter what you show them that the earth is flat, they will not believe you. They'll still believe it's round. That was a joke, folks. I don't believe the earth is round. I really don't. Just kidding. But, I mean, there are people that no matter what you show them, they'll never believe it. Oh, it's an insurrection. So when that police officer removed the barricade and let the people in, when the guy that had that furry vest on with, like, the horns, and he was going around with the face painted, when he was being shown around by the police and they were opening doors for him. Oh, whatever. That doesn't mean anything. Whatever. Your candidate lost and you're just upset. Whatever. They won't care. I mean, there's video footage that was shown the night before where a guy was like, and when this happens on January 6th, when they don't, like, contest this, we're going to storm the Capitol. And he was, like, trying to get all these people riled up, and they said, he's not one of us. We're not storming the Capitol. He's a plant. He's fake. He's not one of us. And everyone around there, you could hear them, he's not one of us. He's fake. He's not one of us. And when they had people wanting to storm the Capitol, there were tons of people that were there saying, they're not us. We don't want to storm the Capitol. This was never part of the plan. There were some times where they've wanted to have some rallies at the Capitol since, and people thought it was a setup, and no one went. And a couple of them, they said that they don't think it was a setup because there's a couple times where let's have a rally at the Capitol just to, you know, to stand up for our freedoms, and there's people like, oh, this is a setup, don't go, and we don't know and no one could find out who set it up, like who's behind having it, because it never happened. Or when it did, it was very, very minuscule. I mean, now, when I read this thing, because I want to get into this about Elon Musk, about how he was mocking a disabled Twitter employee who he accused of not actually working. Turns out he has a muscular dystrophy, you know. Now, did he truly know that this guy can't, you know, he has issues? I mean, he might have been disabled, but, you know, at least he's apologized. You can say, well, I mean, okay, you apologize. Was it really sincere? I don't know if it was or not, but I will say this. I will say this, folks. He at least apologized. Say that for what it's worth. A lot of people won't apologize. We'll just have to wait and see what comes of this development. Like, if, you know, what he does for the employee, if he does, hey, this is me, I apologize, and he goes out of his way for him. But, you know, I mean, from what I'm understanding is, at least he's apologized. He's come out and said he's sorry and stuff, and when he mocked this kid with a disability. But it's going to be interesting to see this muscular dystrophy, but it's going to be interesting to see if he goes out of his way for him or does something. It's going to be interesting to see what develops on this further. At least he's apologizing, and you know, and I think Biden is someone that wouldn't even apologize. You know, you got someone like Elon Musk, he'll stand up and do something. You know, if Nancy Pelosi did something, only if she needs to, I need to make brownie points. You don't have to make brownie points. He didn't have to apologize. He can... So, it's going to be kind of interesting to see moving forward where that goes. Because, I mean, to me, everyone can make mistakes. Like, hey, like, why can't you do this? We're all human. We all make mistakes. The only person who didn't is Jesus. I mean, heck, we got a 14-year car price jump. Yeah, the most in 14 years. But supposedly Biden still has some, with everything going in the toilet, how can anyone support Biden? Unless you have someone that doesn't, like, money's no option. And they just have people that go buy them groceries. Yeah, here's my groceries. Here, you know what I want. Just go buy me groceries. Here's my black Amex. This car prices jump most in 14 years. That's something to be proud of. I support Joe Biden. He's a great president. Even though gas prices are up, everything's up, inflation's up, car prices are up, everything's gone up. It's ridiculous. I know people that are like, okay, this no one's gonna spend $5,000 for this car, and it sold at auction for $9,500. If I'm gonna have to at least sell it. Well, if everything works on it and I don't need to fix anything on it, you're talking $9,500. You're talking, I'm gonna at least get $11,000 to make some money off of it. Who's going to pay $11,000 for a car when they probably wouldn't pay $5,000 for it? They won't pay $5,000 for a car that costs $9,000 at auction. It's like when you have people like, yeah, I'll buy this for $20. Oh, buddy, I paid way, but it used to go for more than $20. I ain't paying that much. Well, okay, I won't pay more than $20, buddy. It cost me $40 to buy them. You know, when you're having to spend more for a car than someone's willing to pay for it. I mean, we're living in a world like in the UK, a Christian preacher was reported to the UK terror police after calling a trans woman a man in a woman's clothing. How dare you? How dare you call a trans person? It is. How is that wrong? A trans woman is a man in woman's clothing. How is that wrong? Explain that to me. If I was going to explain to a little kid what a trans woman is, it is a biological male wearing women's clothing. How would, I mean, if that's not the textbook definition of what a trans woman is some dude that has mental problems who thinks he's a woman and wears women's clothing. But for a kid to understand, it's a man in women's clothing. Those girls need to be, they need to go to re-education camp. How dare those girls mock. How dare they are. This man is a hero because he wants to get dressed in the same locker room as a woman so he can see chicks naked and then dress. He's a hero. He pretends he's a woman just so he can see girls he has a crush on get undressed in the locker room. He's a hero. How dare you offend, how dare are you outraged that a man with male biological parts is getting dressed in the same locker room? How dare you need to get reeducated because you should be supporting him. It's like the women are the problem when a guy who pretends he's a chick just so he can see girls undress. The woman's the problem. Because they have a problem seeing a naked man getting dressed in the same locker room as them. Yeah, you get the thing cut off, we'll talk, okay? You go through gender reassignment surgery, I'll support that. If he's gone through classes and stuff and he's getting gender reassignment surgery and that's what he wants to do, which 99% of it, what is it, like 78% plus of the people end up committing suicide because they go through with it and then they find out it's not what they wanted. I hate to be redundant, but there's so many things we did when we were kids that now, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. Then you got Cyndi Lauper coming out here. This is how Hitler started. How dare they ban little kids from transgender surgeries. They want, there are people that think that kids, young kids, very impressionable kids who don't have the right to vote, can't drive, can't do certain things, can't drink because they're not old enough to make well-educated and informed decisions. How dare they be told that they can't have a surgery that's going to permanently alter them or take medications that's going to permanently affect their lives. And they had one girl, I think she was a woman. Yeah, she wanted to be a man. She thought she was a man and she was programmed into this, and she took all these things to stop her body from producing the stuff it does. Now she shows like 25 medications she has to take every day because of all the damage that all these medications did because she wanted to be a man, and now she's, no, I'm not a man. Every dude puts this thing between his legs at some point in their life, and I wonder what it's like to be like a chick. You know, everyone does it. There's probably some point in everyone's life where a woman goes, I wonder what it's like to be a man, or vice versa. It's not transgender. You just wonder that for like 2 seconds. You're not. But when you have kids that don't, that are so impressionable, they don't know. Sorry, folks, they don't know. They're impressionable. That's why we don't let them drink. That's why we don't let them vote. That's why back when I was a young kid, the tobacco industry spent billions of dollars trying to get 10, 11, 12, and 13-year-old kids smoking. Why? Because we didn't know how deadly tobacco was. We didn't know how dangerous tobacco was. We didn't know that in 1950s they knew that it was deadly and dangerous, that they took the tobacco that was all natural, they took that tobacco and they brewed it like a tea and they poured that stuff over rats' backs and it produced tumors. We wouldn't know. Oh wow, look, here's Dave Gerlitz, the Winston man. Oh, I wanna be like him. I wanna be in a helicopter and do all this stuff. Oh, he's a macho man. Yeah, they know. They didn't. Well, let's get these people hooked on tobacco before they know what age it is. There's a reason why you have to be a certain age before you can vote and drive and drink and stuff, because you're not cognitively able to make an informed decision. But you're going to tell me that how dare we keep little kids from having surgery or taking pills that's going to permanently alter their body for the rest of their life? That in 10 years, they're going to be like, what the heck did I do? But that's Cyndi Lauper for you. How dare you? But like I said earlier, if you didn't know any, but if you didn't know, calling a trans woman a man in woman's clothing, that's what I would tell a kid that wouldn't understand that they need help. What it is, folks, is it's people. There are people, folks, that are they're striving for attention. Well, I want attention. I'm not getting attention. Mom, I want to be a girl. Okay, Billy. And then they're all of a sudden like they're shoved in the spotlight and they get all this attention thrown at them. You know, so it's one of those things. It's one of those things, folks. Let me see where I'm at, folks. Got about 26 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's why Jesus Revolution grosses more than 4 Oscar nominees combined. People want to see this stuff. At the end of one of the movies showings, there was a revival in the theater. I don't know how long it lasted because I don't know if it's in between showings or what, or it wouldn't have lasted probably too long because they got to clean all that stuff. But still, powerful. I mean, there's tons of movies from Netflix that I'd never watch. I love PureFlix movies. I know what I'm going to watch. I know what I'm going to see. And there's a lot of movies from PureFlix. I'm like, all right, love this. Then, like, I didn't know this movie existed. I didn't know the movie. Wow. He's been dead like 10 years. Wow, this, and it's like, Brother White's a hilarious movie. It's on YouTube. Check out Brother White. It's funny. It's hilarious. Check it out, folks. Check it out. I really encourage you to check out Brother White. It's hilarious. It's funny. I mean, some of those movies you could put in the theater and it guarantee you. You'd have a ton of box office. You'd have a ton of people. People want to see this stuff. People are tired of this anti-woke crap. They don't want to see. They want to see Jesus revival stuff. They want to see hope. I'm telling you, it's one of the best. Still, I love that movie. One of the best movies I've ever seen. I'll tell you that much. It's just, and the more when you realize it's based on the truth, and even the guy, one of the main people in the movie, the guy that looks like Jesus, he had, I mean, he struggled off and on, you know. But it's one of those things that we all struggle. I mean, we're all going to have issues at some point in our life. We're all, you know, we're only human. But to think, it just goes 30.5 million, which is better domestic take than five of this year's best picture nominees. People want to see this stuff. People want to see hope and love. There's a little clip of a lady that was on a plane and she kept going, Jesus, Jesus, screaming Jesus. Like, first you would think, like, okay, this lady's psycho. She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. What the heck? Well, you find out later that it took 2 hours to get that lady screaming Jesus, Jesus off the plane. And they found out the whole time that they were trying to get her off the plane, they realized that there was an engine malfunction, that if they would have taken off, they would have crashed, and that prevented that plane from taking off. Gee. Wonder why. Now, if you ever see someone on the plane going, Jesus, Jesus, or if you ever think, hey, well, we're delayed, I wonder why. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how, if Hollywood responds to say, hey, people don't want this satanic crap. They want to have Christian stuff. I want to see the Grammys. I want to see the Oscar. I'm never into that stuff. I was never into, like, the, what do they call that, the Grammys and stuff like that. Now it's kind of neat to look and watch the, what do they call that? Like the musical performances? Learn that. Never into it. I mean, I miss big time MTV Unplugged. That was awesome. I mean, you know, they used microphones and stuff that weren't totally unplugged, but, you know, close enough. But Minnesota, as I move on, Democrats, sick of white Christians adopting Native American babies. It's genocide. How dare we? So why aren't Native, then why aren't, okay, if, okay, these Native American, these babies are not obviously in a perfect home. It's not like they have a mom and dad and everything's going great. There's a reason why they're being adopted in the first place. If someone is adopting these Native American babies, why is it white people that are adopting them? Why, where's the Native Americans? Why aren't they stepping up? Where are the people? Why aren't black people adopting them? Why is it only white people adopting them? What's going on? Explain that to me. Where are your, if you're offended, where are the Native Americans stepping up to adopt their own people? They don't really care about taking care of white babies. How dare you? Yeah. You have to go through all kinds of scrutinization to get adoption. Yeah, there are flaws. Back in the day, there were people that literally would go through the adoption process just so they could, and the kids would be left to fend for themselves with nothing. Then, okay, well then, the white people should sit there and say, okay, fine, we're not going to adopt any more of your babies, so you take care of them then. Show me where these Native Americans are stepping up. Why are the white people having to take care of their babies? Well, and I can understand. When a parent in China gives up their kids, it's not like a very few people come over here. When the baby comes over here, not many people, they know anything. It's not like these people, you know, they basically give up their kids. It's not like the parents are going to be like, oh, 你好,谢谢你,你也得过没啊? They're not going to speak any Chinese. Come, show me the... Nope, sorry. You know, and they say, well, that strips them of their identity. Well, why aren't Native Americans then taking up the cross, per se, and adopting these babies? Why aren't they doing it? Why are white people having to adopt the Native American babies? Where are the Native... If you don't want white people to take these babies and adopt them because it's stripping them of their identity, then where are the Native Americans? Why aren't they stepping up and heck, you might get... Well, wait a minute here. We're from the Shawnee tribe, and they're from the Suez tribe, and we have different traditions, and he's, you know, and then this baby is taught traditions other than his tribe's traditions because they might do stuff differently. I mean, seriously, folks. Hello.
Hello, Kyle. How are you doing? This is Joe. How have you been?
Doing pretty good, man. I'm getting better.
Why, you had problems?
I'm recovering. I tore my right calf muscle. So for like 3 weeks, I was non-weight bearing, and now I'm going through physical therapy.
Well, how'd you do that? Playing basketball in the backyard?
I was running around trying to get stuff so we could go to Michigan to see family, and in the process, I took about 5 steps, started to jog, and next thing I know, I heard a pop in my back leg, and it felt like a Charlie horse, and after about 10 seconds, I couldn't stand on it at all.
You know, that's similar to me. When I was, I used to run track, and then when I entered freshman year, I went out for the cross-country team. So I go out there, and I run around. Everything's fine. Soon as I finish coming back, getting off the field, both my knees have problems. And they remained having problems for years and years. So I can, I can identify with what you're going through. I think it's probably going to clear up relatively soon. So, hope so anyway.
Yeah. So how you been?
I'm doing all right. Have you talked about Tucker Carlson's revelations yet?
A little bit, but go ahead. I would love to hear your take on it.
Well, I'm waiting for tonight. I don't know if he's revealed them yet tonight, but they're supposed to be a part two. But yeah. What he revealed with the surveillance cameras inside the Capitol building, it sure seems like, yeah, there was a riot. It wasn't an insurrection, but there were plenty of Capitol cops who were there, and there was one guy with the horns on his head, and he became famous for going up to Pelosi's desk. They were escorting him. They let him into the Senate chamber. There wasn't any such thing as a break-in, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the Democrats knew about this, and the Democrats suppressed it. So this is a very important revelation.
Yep. I don't know if you can still find it, but there was a video that was going around for a little bit where there was a guy the night before January 6th that was like, okay, right when they decide whether they're going to hear this court case or like when they're going to take up, whether they're going to debate the Electoral College votes and all this stuff, we're going to storm the Capitol. And this guy's screaming it, and everyone around him, you can hear him saying, he's not one of us. We're not planning on doing anything. You know, he's like a plant.
Yeah,
he's
that was
not
right,
one
yeah.
of us.
Yeah, that. I think that video's still around. Yeah,
and
he was doing that at the time too. He was saying, you know, let's go, you know, and he was urging people to go in. The thing is that what I want to know, there's a video that distinguishes between people who were Trump supporters who just waltzed on into the Capitol versus those that stormed the Capitol, and they weren't Trump supporters. They were disguised as Trump supporters. And then after they did the dastardly deeds, then they went to, I don't know, some secluded place, and then they changed their uniforms. They changed out of MAGA attire into Antifa or something similar to it.
Yeah.
So all of this, you know, plus how do you have an insurrection when I don't think any of the people who were there, not even the phony crowd, I don't think any of them had any guns. How do you overcome the United States government if you have no guns?
Yep. And plus, like I told somebody, I said, how would you really call it? And because to me, that's my house. My tax dollars pay for that. So how am I, it'd be like me saying, it's like you walk into, you insurrected your, you know, you came in to take over your own house. That is our house. And when you look at the surveillance footage and that guy that was made famous with the horns and that fur vest, he was being escorted around everywhere. They were trying to open up doors for him to go.
Yeah.
All those people, there were so many Capitol Police in there. If it was a true insurrection, why weren't they arresting people instead of walking around with them?
Did you see the surveillance of Ashley Babbitt when she was banging down the door with a brick?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that there were two or three Capitol cops standing right next to her, and then they just walked away? They didn't have caps on, but they had the uniforms on. And, you know, if she's breaking down the windows and you're a Capitol cop, you're supposed to stop her. You're not supposed to walk away. So there's a lot of fishy shit that's going on with regards to the so-called insurrection. I hope that, I don't know, if Tucker Carlson came on yet?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm interested in that part, too. I want to know what he's got to say about tonight. I hope it's that.
Yeah.
I hope it's super revealing, you know. And then you hear that the Democrats are up in arms about saying, well, you know, Tucker Carlson is cherry picking, and we did have riots. Well, yeah, but we still have to find out who caused the riots. What organization did these rioters belong to?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, the thing that scares me is I know there's going to be people that, it's an insurrection, no matter what. They were cherry-picking. That was whatever. You actually believe that. I won't even watch. They'll say it's an insurrection, but will you watch the video that proves it's not? Nope.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
waste my
time.
What about that guy that's supposed to, that police guard, that cop that's supposed to have died because allegedly he got hit in the head with a fire extinguisher? Carlson,
yep.
I'm sure you saw this. Carlson showed the video of the guy walking around when supposedly after he got hit with the fire extinguisher. You know, so, I mean, there's a whole bunch of lies that are going on.
And that's what's funny because they said all this, in the January 6th committee, all this X, Y, and Z, they had this happened, and all this video footage just proving the exact opposite. If he died, why was he walking around when he was supposedly earlier killed by a fire extinguisher when he got hit in the head? How can he be walking around?
I don't know if they said that he was killed right there, but they did say that he suffered no head injury. And if he's got this head injury, really, with a helmet on and he's walking around directing traffic, oh, kiss my ass.
Exactly. I hope something comes of it and people wake up.
Yeah, well, some will, but I fear that most won't. Once you have a certain confirmation bias in your brain, it is extremely hard to get rid of it. So those people who think of the people who are in prison now without trial for years, right? A lot of them sent to solitary confinement. They still think that they're insurrectionists.
Hmm. Yeah. Yep. And sad.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Sad that people, because that's what gets me.
American people. Mm-hmm.
they're stupid, a lot of them.
I was just about to say that. I was about to say they're stupid because they're brainwashed. I don't blame people for being stupid as a result of being brainwashed. I just like to know what the remedy is to, to unbrainwash them.
Yeah. Yep. But then
I tell you one thing, logic doesn't work. I had a conversation with a woman right after the election was stolen on BTR. I still got the tape. I wish I knew the name of the episode or show. I would tell you so you could download the show. And I say to her, do you realize that on video they've got people in these precincts who have taken ballots and they shoved it through the machine two or three times to register as two or three votes for Biden? And she goes, well, if that's how he won, that's how he won. Like, it doesn't faze her that, you know, you don't take ballots, which is supposed to be one vote for one citizen, and you triple the, you triple the votes per citizen, and then you run it up, and then you make it for Biden. It just didn't dawn on her that it was illegal.
Yeah.
You know, some people are just that stupid.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And what scares me is, and I talk about this a lot, is I've been watching this guy that goes around and asks these kids, like, what state is Delaware in?
Oh.
Delaware? I don't know. What's the capital of the United States? That's America? Yeah, you're right. What year is the War of 1812? The War of 1812, what year was it? And I'm like, that just reinfers to me when you show people proof. This video shows that, oh, that's a lie, whatever, I'm not going to even watch it. You know, when people are that stupid that they can't even tell you what year the War of 1812 happened.
Yeah.
What country is the wall of China?
I haven't seen that video. I love,
what,
do you remember the name of the video? I got to go see that one because I've seen some videos where college students are just plain stupid with regards to the same kind of questioning, like where they say, okay, what continent is the United States on? You know, and what other ones? Some other beauties like, oh, yeah, World War II was fought against whom, you know? And some people go, oh, the British? Was it the British?
It's on TikTok. There's a guy that every once in a while he comes up and he's just asking all these people questions that like what war was World War One?
Yeah.
That would be the first World War.
Yeah, what was the first World War called? Something like that. Oh, Jesus. Ay, ay, ay. But this is the kind of stuff that if you don't remember, then you weren't taught that in elementary school. What kind of education did you have when you went to elementary school and during civics or history class? You don't know what the capital of the United States is. When was the Civil War? What was it over? Who was the president during that time?
Yeah.
If you don't know those memorable occasions, then what the fuck were they teaching you in school?
Yeah. Well, it's like these people that I will fight to the death for your right to take a knee at the national anthem. You have that right. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. But if you want to do that, what are you going to do for me for my right not to? You want to try to, you think that it's a one-sided world where if you want me to shut up and you, how dare I go to a college and speak my mind? How dare I go here or speak my mind? You want to shut me up, but you don't think, like my freedom of speech by yours, because you have the right to say whatever you want to, but because you disagree with me, how dare you?
Yeah, what about Berkeley? Berkeley during the 60s was a college that was famous for having dissenters and having differences of opinions being voiced by different speakers. Now, if you're a conservative, they don't want you there. They just, everything is going topsy-turvy. I've told people I live on Bizarro World. I don't live on the planet Earth. Up is down, down is up, left is right. And it's crazy. It's just amazing to me how stupid people are.
I love watching all those. Some of them are 7 minutes, some are 4 minutes for Charlie Kirk, and someone comes up and they're like they want what Cuba has. They think what, like, North Korea, Cuba has, communism, China has is great. And then when he like puts them in their place with facts, and they're like, well, go to hell, and walk off.
I like the ones also where just before, I think right after, no, right just before the 2020 election, there was, I guess it was the campus guy, I forgot what the name of his particular video is, but he always goes around to different campuses, and the name of the video, the name of his website has campus in it. So he goes around, and he was talking to, let's say, liberals, and he was talking about, Hillary Clinton, part of her campaign is to shut the border, have sovereignty, get away from China. And they would say, oh, I like those ideas. Hillary said so? Yeah, they're good ideas. And then the guy would say, those aren't Hillary's ideas. Those are Trump's ideas. And they go, oh, really? Oh, I hate Trump.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I've seen a guy like that where he said, who do you think said this? So that would have been a conservative, or that would have been this, and it turns out it was Trump or whoever, and it's hilarious.
Oh, God. People believe in what they believe in without knowing why they believe in it, and they can't defend it, and they just glom onto something which they believe is just trendy, I guess, but not without any brains, not without any kind of research. It's just, and these are college people.
Yeah.
College fucking kids. And you got to wonder, oh, yeah, like when you ask them, can a man give birth? And they say, well, there are more than two genders. A man can give birth, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh, God. You know. Or like you ask the Supreme Court justice, the one who was up to become a Supreme Court justice, and she finally got her place, SCOTUS. And they asked her, can a man be a woman or something like, can a man be a woman or can a woman be a man biologically? And she tap danced around that particular question, and it was, you know, I'm saying to myself, oh God, God help us. These liberals getting on the Supreme Court. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I got about 25 seconds left, so thank you so much for calling in, Joe.
Sure, Kyle. All right. Hey,
take care, brother.
Better, okay? Okay,
you too.
You too,
man. Later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Remember, folks, that the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night. Thank you, Joe, for calling in. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.